Police Minister Becky Cele is in KwaZulu-Natal today following the murder of an EFF candidate councillor at the weekend. We are edging closer to the 1st of November local government elections. So Becky Cele is in KZN. He's visiting areas affected by politically related violence around the Pietermaritzburg area. He's receiving a full report from a task team. There's a task team investigating the politically related cases. So let's speak to Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN's KZN correspondent about this. Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. You're out there with Becky Cele. What has he been doing? What's he been saying? Who's he been speaking to?
Well, Mandy, he visited the families of the victims who were killed. I know we know of EFF councillor candidate, that is Thulani Shangase, but there's also another incident which occurred shortly after Shangase's, but in a different and separate location, where two people were shot dead while the other one survived. And the minister is saying he's hoping that the survivor will then come forward with information. Well, he visited the crime scenes where this incident occurred and, of course, spoke with the community members as to what might have caused it or what did they see. And he also visited the family of Shangase this morning, and he spoke to us and said he did expect some political incidents related to politics as we are headed to the local government elections, given the province's history when it comes to political fighting. Let's listen to the minister.
Well, we are here with the deputy minister, as you've said, provincial commissioner. We came with the generals from Pretoria. The issue is about the province, though the concentration will be here at KwaShuku, Shangase today. We have expected the rising of temperature, political temperature, come election. That would have been normal. But as we know that we have a history of this province, especially even where we are, KZN, Durban, and Maritzburg. So we are working with that understanding that maybe responding quickly could help. That's why we requested a special dispensation even from the cabinet today to run down to Pierre so that we do things quicker.
And Nhlanhla, what's he been saying about the safety in general in the run-up to the upcoming elections?
Well, the minister says he has enough police to deploy, but they will only deploy more security or more police in communities that are of concern. Of course, he mentioned Pietermaritzburg and eThekwini region being one of the most problematic areas. We know of KwaDukuza, there was also a shooting incident there where councillor candidates were targeted but luckily survived. And also he mentioned places such as Wanongoma. He says there will be police, of course, monitoring those voting stations in those communities come November 1 election.
Nhlanhla, thank you very much. Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN KZN correspondent there. Becky Cele in KwaZulu-Natal, looking at that very worrying issue of political violence.